Gemara in the 19th Perek of Shabbos discusses when Klal Yisrael accepted a mitzvah b'simcha, so later on we do it b'simcha. Mitzvahs that weren't accepted b'simcha, we have a more difficult time today. So the Gemara example was by Miwa. By Miwa, since Avraham Avinu was makabel of b'simcha, so too we're makabel of b'simcha. Everyone has the bagel and lox after a bris. Everyone's happy. On the other hand, it says by tefillin wasn't a mitzvah except the b'simcha. The Gemara talks about the case with Elisha Bakan Afayim. He was the only one wearing tefillin. In the case over there, Shas Hashmad. So either way, the Gemara says that the tefillin was a mitzvah not accepted b'simcha, so we don't do a b'simcha. That's why I point out, that's why Chabad has to go around and getting people to put on tefillin. It's never been accepted b'simcha. So another mitzvah not accepted b'simcha, they were bochem l'mishpachosav b'chosav, that they were complaining on about the arayas, the different prohibitions, the different relatives they became prohibited on. So in fact, there's a famous Maral Prague, the Garaye, and I think it's Vayigash, the Sheif Shmaitza in his Hagdama quotes this. Maral Prague makes it famous, or more famous. And he says, like, what do you mean? He asks, what do you mean, Bochel and Mishpachosav? At Har Sinai, we know the Jews became Gerim. So we have a principle, Gerish and Iskaya, Kakatan Shinola Dami. When the person converts, he becomes a newborn baby, and therefore there's no relation to anyone. So why were they Bochel and Mishpachosav? Why were they crying about Arayas? Ain tzuvabli tigra, there's no wedding without machokis. So why it should have been kakatan shinoa dummy. So the Goraye's chiddush is that when do we say gerish and iskayish kakatan shinoa dummy, you get that power. That's only if you do it bedas, you do it on your own rutan, like gerim today, or individual gerim. But in Har Sinai, we know it's Kafna of Har Kagigas, so it was forced upon them. So when you're forced to them, you don't reach the level of Gersh and Iskaya, Kakatan Shinolad. So it didn't turn into a new person, a Katan Shinolad dummy, and therefore you're still related to your relatives. So we didn't say Kakatan Shinolad dummy there. That's what the Maharami Prague wants to say. And that's at some point I want to point out that there's a source that brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make, at Har Sinai, made Shalom Asani Gai, Shalom Asani Nachai, whichever text you go with. So the Kashi is on the Medrash or whatever the source is. What do you mean? So what about wanting to hold Klal Yisrael make Shalom Asani Gai? Because it's a general Shaila, whether a ger is allowed to make Shalom Asani Gai, because how could you say Shalom Asani Gai? You were born a guy, you became a Jew. So I think the minig is that they do, and it was based on Gersh and Iskaya, Kakatan Shinola Dami. You're like a newborn, you're born in Jew, and you could say it. So based on the Maharami Prague, that Moshe Rabbeinu was above the mount, he wasn't Kofin, so he had the status of Gersh and Iskaya. He did it per Ratzon, and therefore Gersh and Iskaya Kakatan Shinola Dami. But Klal Yisrael, even though they converted, it was the Kfiyah, so therefore wasn't Kakatan Shinola Dami, and therefore they were still related to their relatives, and therefore Bochel and Mishpachosav also. In fact, that's how some want to explain, that's the Gemara in Yevamos. When a pregnant woman, non-Jewish, converts to Judaism, so the Gemara talks about when she does the tefillah, does it count for the kids or not? So it's a discussion in the Rishon. It gets an uber yerach imo, uber not yerach imo. But it's a discussion. So if it, when the male So when did he do the milah? In other words, how do we view the kids? Are they Jewish or the converts, and they got to do the milah b'toras geiras or b'toras milah? And that'd be the nafkamina, like day 8, you have to wait all the other halachas. So one of the discussions is, if you assume it's a geiras, and it's not a, they're born not Jewish, so why does it say, it says, if you assume it's a geiras, it says the kids don't need tefillah, and we assume the brothers are related to one another. How can the brothers be related to one another? Don't we say, geirshin eskaya kakatin shenola dami? But some want to point out because that was a kfiya. They didn't have it. They didn't, it was in the fetus, they didn't have a say in the matter. So therefore, that's one pshat. Others want to point out that what's another reason why we don't say it? Why was Har Sinai different? That was a national geiris. So everyone became a geir at the same time. So we have a halacha that you can't have any, you can't be halachically related to a non-Jew. So normally a geiris works, you convert, and then someone else converts, and then someone else, so therefore there's a one moment you're Jewish, then not. So therefore, geir shen eskayish katan shenola dami, there's no relation. But here in the national conversion, everyone converted at the same moment. There was never a time where no one wasn't related. So therefore, that's why you. So that's why you don't apply the principle of geirish in this guy. Shekatan shenola dami. There was never a point they weren't. So too here, by the kids in the womb, they it all happened together. They became Jewish. I guess it depends. You know. They became Jewish at the same time. At least the tefillah was at the same time. And therefore, if you want to say, even though it wasn't, it's not like a national geiris, but maybe there was along those lines some want to say. But either way, that's the famous Maharal Prague about you only say, why don't you say, why were the Bokal L'mishpachosa? Well, what were they crying about? They weren't related to anyone. It should be wide open now. No, since it was done by Kfiya, Kofnam of Harkagiga, so therefore they still are related. We don't say Kakatan Shinoa Dummy. Or do you say, like others, it's a national geiris, and that's why there wasn't a point where they weren't related. But in generally, there are points you can't be related to a non-Jew. So therefore, you have to say geirish in this. You say geirish in this guy is a cousin to no one from me, etc. And then how you explain the situation with the twins in the wombs? Whether you say it's because there was a bezbekfia, so therefore you could say we don't say your cousin to no one from me, and therefore they're related. Or maybe you'll say it's. Since they converted together, it's like the national, whatever pshat you want to give to that pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos.